Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cesar Gutierrez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. Gutierrez reaches third base with a triple. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards short. Gutierrez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Freeman and he is safe. Blair steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Blair scores. It's Tigers, 1, Orioles, 1. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Freeman and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Stanley. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Horton reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to third. One out. Bill Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freeman hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Wirt moves to second. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles won. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blair strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. Johnson moves to third. McNally moves to second. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gutierrez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutierrez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gutierrez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Dave McNally. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Crowley reaches second base with a double. Merv Rettenmund pinch runs for Terry Crowley. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rettenmund moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Retton Munn scores. Buford moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Orioles, 2. John Hiller now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Buford moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. Robinson moves to third. Powell moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Northrup. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Powell scores. Blair moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to home to get Blair. Robinson moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Jim Harden now pitching. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Frien hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. 1 out. It's 5-3, Orioles. Gates Brown pinch hits for Don Wirt. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash pinch hits for Cesar Gutierrez. Pete Rickert now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles 5, and Detroit Tigers 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.